Blog Talk Radio.
There is a chance for the President of the United States to use this disaster to carry out what his father, a phrase his father used, I think, only once and hasn't been used since, and that is a new world order. New world coming. America will become increasingly vulnerable to hostile attack on our homeland, and our military superiority will not entirely protect us. Americans will likely die on American soil.
And I believe it will also be said of this age, the first decade of the 21st century, that out of what is will be seen as the greatest restructuring of the global economy, perhaps one even greater than at the time of the Industrial Revolution, a new world order was created.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order.
Now, get ready to enter the zone where real life is stranger than fiction. The place where the news may seem like a dream, and the dream may be a matrix of reality. Let us now expose all lie of the devil and bring to light all the secrets of the enemy, because God truth will set you free. John 8:32. You're listening to This Week in the Zone with your host and watchman on the wall, Phil Armstrong.
Today, I have no shortage of things to talk about, but I'm going to do a show tomorrow that will fill in the gaps that I'm leaving out today. So it's just, today is just a shell of tomorrow's program. The first time I heard about CERN, hopefully I'm pronouncing it right, this is a giant machine from Switzerland, I think, somewhere around there. And people are asking, what is this thing? And it's the first time I've ever heard of CERN. A lot of people think it has to do with maybe going into time or going back into time or, you know, powers like that. But for me, I look at it as if it's a modern-day Tower of Babel. Maybe I got that idea from some individual who had a blog, but this is crazy. It went back up. They turned it off for some reason to fix it, and then they put it back up, and it happens to be put back up. I think it was on April 4th, which was Passover, which the blood moon had something to do with it. The first blood moon brought us war in the Middle East. And it's funny because it's almost like it was in play that God was saying, okay, the first blood moon will usher in a war or a confrontation between Israel and its neighbors. I think it was just Hamas and Hezbollah. Going into the final blood moon, which is September 28th. Now, we're not date setters here, but a lot of people always use that as the defense because they don't want the flies coming on the food during the picnic. So I'm going to tell you again, I'm not a date setter, but at the same time, I will tell you my opinion. It's not about your opinion, it's about the Bible. Well, I believe that a lot of men sit, a lot of good men and good women sit around the table talking about Bible prophecy, and part of the conversation is their opinion. In my opinion, I think this is going to happen. Well, what is your take? Now, when you get to the first issues of the gospel, I mean, the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, and you get to those sensitive commands of God, and you're talking about those things like, you know, forsaking the gathering assemblies of yourself. Some people say they don't go to church, or paying tithes. Those things are obedience in the obedience realm. So if you're not doing what God is asking you to do, you might want to examine yourself and make sure you're in the faith. A lot of things are happening, folks. I remember back in 2011, I got the same office. And I remember sitting in the office, and I was saying to myself, okay, we were looking for Christ to come back then, believe it or not, and don't laugh, because we were, and a lot of us were. And I think we see through the glass very dimly, but sometimes we see through the glass clearly. And now we're seeing through the glass pretty good. And remember that one person that God, Jesus, put some sand in his eye, and he opened his eyes and he was seeing people like sticks. And then a little bit later, he was seeing very clearly. Now, I'm getting the two mixed up, because there's one that he just came up to and put some clay in his eyes. And he didn't ask him to go bathe in the tub and get yourself seen. So I think it was two people that he healed that way. But it's, the Bible prophecy is the same way. In Daniel chapter 12, he says, fill up the book until the time of the end, and you will be able to see much clearer. And now we see. It says, knowledge will go to and fro. Every time I hear that, I think of Afro. But knowledge will go to and fro, and it will increase. And we will see things. Now, I'm going to be honest with y'all. There are some people out there with some crazy notions about Bible prophecy, but I won't go there this morning. I'll say that for a later day. But the blood moons are very interesting. And the last blood moon was in 1967, and the one before that was, well, actually 1966-67, and it fell on the actual day of the war. Around that time, it fell before the war, actually. And that was probably giving Israel a warning. But in 1949 and 1950, it was saying to us that a nation, in fact, was born in a day. So that warning was after the fact. So and the way he's placing these warnings make a lot of sense. And then in 1492, 1493, that's when the Jewish people were dispersed, and also Columbus sailed the ocean blue. The Iranian talks has something to do with April 4th, didn't it? If I'm not mistaken, the agreement was not finalized. It's not going to be finalized until June 30th. And I'm gonna talk about that, because the Russians just lifted a ban to send Iran the S-300 missiles, their defense missiles. Now check this out. Israel is concerned, and the Netanyahu government is concerned, that if Iran gets the nukes, they're going to use them. If they use it against Israel, Israel's landmass is so small, it won't be any trouble eliminating Israel with three missiles, probably with even one. Don't forget the Palestinian people, because they're sitting right in the middle, right smack dab in the middle. But Iranian talks are going on, but the nuclear talks still going on. They're going to be going on continuously. And there's a good chance that Israel's going to hit Iran very quickly, because what Russia just did was it speeded up Israel's motives, motives to go in hit the nuclear facilities before Iran sets up those missiles, defense missiles. Because if Israel's going to go over there with their jets, now is the time to do it. I say now, between now and maybe the middle of July, we got to watch these. And I say I wasn't a date setter, didn't I? We got to watch these dates because the J-HIM drill that's going on is supposed to be a drill to practice martial law, search and seizure, taking guns, all that stuff. Well, this thing that's going to be running is going to be running from July 15th. It's a drill, a military drill, from July 15th, which is the first day of off, to September 15th, which is the last day of the Feast of Trumpets or Rosh Hashanah. What a date to put that on. I'm going to give you some opinion, my opinion, but I'm going to get it from the Bible. You say, well, it's just your opinion. Well, Bible prophecy kind of got it like that, where we don't know everything. It's just like either I sit up here and tell you what I do know, and then it'll eliminate most people. When nobody talks about Bible prophecies, I have to get it right. If you have to get it right, if you know everything, then, like, for instance, I don't believe Barack Obama's the Antichrist. Now, don't shut me off, all you Antichrist fans. Don't shut me off yet. I don't believe the Pope is the false prophet. I don't even believe Europe is the organization that will produce the Antichrist. I think it's half the organization. As a matter of fact, after the rapture, slightly before the rapture, the Mediterranean Union, which was started by Nicolae Sarkozy in 2008, will be the Union. I don't know if they would change the name. It will also replace the United Nations, or use the United Nations as part of its branch. The Antichrist, in my opinion, I'll just say interpretation. There's no private interpretations, folks, so in my opinion, there's one interpretation and one only, and then we will know that as time goes on. So in other words, when everybody's sitting in the millennium talking about what they thought it was going to happen, we're going to find out that we have a opinion. Now, if I tell you I think that Jesus Christ rose from the dead, not for our sins, but for, you know, fill in the blanks, then I'm probably going to end up going to hell. But if I tell you that God is going to come get the church on a Sunday, that's just my opinion because I went and I read this or that. Some people are going to look at you goofy, and some people are going to even look at you as a date setter. But it's just your opinion. If I say that I think Juan Carlos is the Antichrist, which I did at one point, and I go to dirt, forgive me, no disrespect intended, but that's my opinion. So I'm going to give you my opinion. It's not a thus says the Lord. It's not, oh, I believe this and everybody else is wrong. If Barack Obama is the Antichrist, I will wash you guys' feet. You stop by my house. It's in Airway Heights, Washington. I will wash your feet. I should wash your feet anyway. I would literally wash your feet if Barack Obama is the Antichrist, but I'll wash them in heaven because I don't plan to be here. I don't care who's the Antichrist. All I know is he's going to slaughter people. But I'm going to give you my take on who the Antichrist possibly could be. And as I'm going to tell you this, me, myself, I think he's an unknown number. You know, in the algebra problem, A plus B equals A times C divided by 6 equals X. In other words, the Antichrist is nowhere to be seen. He's never was seen by the cameras. Not any network has picked him up. In other words, he's an unknown person. Now, let's talk about the Mediterranean right quick, Mediterranean Union, which is started by Nicolas Sarkozy, by the former Prime Minister of France. Now, if I'm not mistaken, it has 47 nations in the Mediterranean, and then it also covers the north part of Africa, and it covers the European Union, with most of the countries in it. So, the Antichrist, in my opinion, will subdue three. Now, let me talk about the regions, what I believe, which are regions, not countries. They are territory. Now, in Daniel chapter 2, it talks about Babylon, Medo-Persia, Greece, and then Rome, which is has two legs, and it has a right and a left leg. One is controlled by Constantinople, the other one's controlled by Rome, and then the 10 feet, which we're talking about right now. Remember, the 2 feet are still divided. So when you look at the old Roman Empire, it also has Northern Africa. So the union will come up after the rapture of the church, or just slightly before. Now, one thing I do believe that was talked about in Thessalonians, it says, now you know what told it them. That's Thessalonians 2:3, something like that. I'll look for it when I'm talking, but it says, now you know what told it them. Only he who will let until he is taken out of the way. And who is the he? The he was spoken of in the Gospel of John 14:15-16. The helper that Jesus Christ said he will send that will reproof the world of sin. Now, the only reason why Nicodemus reached his point is because the main person who was holding back Nicodemus took him out of the way. Now, the Bible says in a new form that God, shall pour out his spirit upon all flesh. So it seems like it's going back to an Old Testament form. But anyway, the Antichrist will subdue three regions. Now, here's a guess. If you have an east and a west wing, let's say that the east wing was the Middle East in Northern Africa was the east wing, and the west wing was Europe. But hold on for a second. Other countries will join, making it stretching it across the world. Because remember, this thing will go global. But this is the seventh empire spoken of in Revelation chapter 17. So the seventh empire is the same as the, he said the eighth is the same as the seventh. So the Antichrist will have a union, will come out from among these people. So in other words, imagine for a minute Walmart being the beast. Just a minute, just please, just walk with me for a minute. Walmart being the beast, and I say to you that the Antichrist will come from among Walmart. So they got thousands of employees, if not millions. And for me to say that he's going to come out of it, then you can't guess who it is. But see, the Mediterranean Union will form itself slightly after the rapture, just before. And the Antichrist will come from among them. Now, we got to talk about where he's going to come from in a future episode. And I'll just give you this. He's called the Assyrian in the Bible. Now, the Assyrian Empire spans from Syria, Iraq, excuse me, and I think partial Iran. My best guess is he's going to be the next leader of Syria. For some reason, he'll enter in peacefully as the Antichrist. And he will subdue three, which was, to me, will be the Ottoman Empire, empire that will be caliphate in the Middle East. So he will subdue three. So let me break it down. Europe has five regions. Africa has two. And the Middle East will have three regions. And he will subdue the Middle East. Now, subdue does not mean destroy. Subdue means the same subdue in the Garden of Eden, or when God told to Noah, go subdue the world. Subdue all the animals, the creation. Subdue doesn't mean you burn it up and destroy it. So, with this being said, let's go back to this military drill that will start July 15, which is the first day of off. And 9 days later will be the 9th of off. So let's keep an eye on, I think, I'm going to look it up on here once I talk to y'all. But I still haven't looked up that other verse that I told y'all. But most of y'all know what verse it is. I'm not feeling too hot today. I'm surprised I'm even doing a radio show. But the Lord is good. He has given us a chance to be here as time will one day be no more. America is not in Bible prophecy. Unfortunately, America will have to join the world government or be completely destroyed. Now, there's some earthquake activity around California and in the middle of the United States and things like that. Now, a lot of people, military drill is covering 10 states and it's expanding. Seems like it's expanding every week or once a month. Excuse me. And about military is going to be practicing on how to get people's guns. And it's and on the banner of this Jane Hume 15 banner is to control the human domain. What the crap does that mean? To control the human domain. You know what that means? Slavery. That's what that means. So you get that from? It just means it from my own opinion. So you can't be giving people your opinion. Yeah, I'm giving you my opinion. Just on the show tomorrow, I won't give you my opinion. I just give you exactly what the Bible says. You know what? If you gave everybody what the Bible actually said, you wouldn't have any listeners unless they were true Christians. Today, I'm giving you my opinion because I want to get it out the way. I, as far as when Jesus Christ is coming, you want me to tell you what I think he's coming? You want to hear my opinion? No, I don't want to hear your opinion. Okay. I'll give it to you anyway. I'm going to tell you this. I think Jesus can come back at any moment. I'm going to say that again. I think Jesus can come back at any moment. And you know it's good for the church to believe that? So if you had an inside scoop that Jesus Christ is coming on the Feast of Trumpets, which I do, I believe that Jesus Christ is coming on the Feast of Trumpets. I really do. You say you just contradicted yourself. I think he's coming back on the Feast of Trumpets on a given year. I don't know what year it is. But this year is looking pretty darn good. Looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We're not told to look for the Antichrist. As much as everybody wants to label this guy going to be smooth. The Antichrist ain't going to be, when he rises to power, he's not going to have a negative stimulus going across the world. All these leaders we try to pick, I can see about the guy from Greece. He's not the Antichrist. The guy from Greece comes out of nowhere, and before he can get a negative stimuli across the world, he's portrayed as being the Antichrist, which is the best bet. You say, what do you mean? Well, Barack Obama's been here for 1,000 years, it feels like. Actually, time goes fast, but he's been here for a while, and we label him as the Antichrist. He has gray hair, and he's just always playing golf. I mean, come on, folks. Wake up. This guy's not the Antichrist, and neither is Pope Francis. Now, let's look at the order in Revelation. Revelation 13, the order. Please listen to the order. Listen to the order of the first beast. That's why they call him the first beast. He's the first beast. Now think about it. if Barack Obama is the Antichrist, then yeah, you could fit it in there, because the false prophet will be the Pope. So everybody thinks he's going to be the Pope. I think he is too. I never looked the other way. I never said he's going to be a cleric from some country. I believe that the false prophet will be a pope. But I believe the Antichrist will be a smooth criminal. When I say smooth, the Bible calls him, the Bible says that he should have a look more stout than his fellows. What does that mean? I never hear anybody talk about his look. The Bible says that he's the king of fierce features. Well, that's just his attitude. Yeah, okay. But it's his look. He's a good-looking guy, tough-looking. He could be 6'6". I don't know. He's a good-looking guy. Smooth. Like John F. Kennedy was a good-looking guy. Now, you're saying Barack Obama's not good-looking? Barack Obama doesn't have a tough look. It says he should have a look more stout than his fellow. What does it say in Daniel chapter 7? The king of fierce features. Fierce means scary looking. He's intimidating. It's like me standing next to a basketball player. I'm 6'1", though. I could be a basketball player myself. I'd just be a small guard. The first beast is the Antichrist, and the second beast is the false prophet. And then how do you get the Pope being, I guess I can be nice now. I'll be nice for now. I mean, because I'm not like this all the time. I actually allow people to have their own opinion. I really do. I really respect other people's opinions. So please forgive me for being sarcastic. This is just one day of sarcasm, and then tomorrow I'll be a good boy. But the Antichrist is the first beast, so you have to find the Antichrist first. So you have to, if you're looking for the Antichrist, you're in trouble already. Now before the rapture of the church, which I do believe is the Feast of Trumpets, and I do believe the church will be here, and I do believe that the war of Gog and Magog could happen on the Feast of Trumpets. In Joel, there's an alarm. There's a bell. There's a horn going off. There's a trumpet sounding. Sound. It's an emergency. It's help us, God. To alert the people, the masses. The trumpet that's sounding in the Feast of Trumpets, the last trump. There's a series of trumpet blows, and then at the last trump, the dead in Christ will rise, and then we are alive and the remaining will rise up also. And we'll meet the Lord in the air. But at the same time, there's all kinds of stuff breaking out. Look at this J. Helm thing. It's the last day of September, and you said it could happen at any year. I'm just saying, if it happens this year, just let me try the shoe on for size. If it's this year, just let me chill, man. Let me enjoy this moment. That's what people should be doing right now. They should be enjoying the moment. They should be out preaching, do a radio show, do some street preaching. Tell your family members, start your own page. If everybody got their Facebook wall, tell your family. If they look at you crazy, they look at you crazy. Don't be ashamed of the gospel, Romans 1:16. Don't be ashamed. The false prophet is the second beast. So the first beast has to show up first, which is the Antichrist, and then the false prophet. Now, hear this. The beast has to come up first. So in other words, the empire has to come up first. Now, Nicolae Sarkozy has already started this thing. You just need a certain day or a certain time or a certain year that, you know, they come together and they say, you know what, let's pull this thing up and let's let it lead the world. Now, you got to remember, during Psalms 83 war, some of these countries are going to be eliminated during Ezekiel 38 and 39. Most of these countries are going to be eliminated. So it's going to be pretty much a much quieter Middle East after Israel and God's done with them. All the things are conversion all at the same time. Everything. Now, if that's the case about Israel and Russia sending Iran those missiles, and they're going to set those defensive systems up before the end of the year, that means the timing for this has to be very quick. So I'm looking for something after June 30th. Now, the Bilderbergers are going to meet sometime in June of 2015. And I don't know what kind of policy is going to be spoken of, but if they talk about the environment one more time, I'm going to swear there's a meteor headed this way. But we have 500 days since May 10th, 2013. We have 500 days, and that 500 days comes exactly to or roughly around September 24th, 2015. Now, let's go to Sir Isaac Newton for a second, and then Daniel chapter 9, where he talks about the 62 weeks. The most teachers, Bible teachers and pronosticators, put the 77 onto the 62 weeks. Actually, they put everything together. They put the 69 weeks, so that's actually what it is, 69 weeks. Excuse me. But it says after 62 weeks of the month, I have to cut off. So what happens to the 49? I'll tell you what happens to the 49. It was put on to a future day in history where the Jewish people will get back their land, Jerusalem. And if you add 49 and you use a calculator online to calculate and they use 360 in the Jewish calendar, 360 times 49, the marked the amount of years, you're going to come back with 17,640. So with that being added to the calendar, you come exactly to September 23rd, 2015. That's not to count the Smita that's going to be over September 13th and the start of the Jubilee, which is September 23rd, 2015, the start of the Jubilee, which is not the fifth, it's already the 50th, 49th year, remember? So the 50th year is counting onto the next cycle. So after the 49th year, which is the 49th year, which will be put on to the first year of the tribulation period, because what it represents is the return of goods. Now remember, Adam and Eve got their stuff stolen. Luckily, they got brought back to God. So now, we're going to be heading towards the 120th Jubilee. There's a site that you can go on to, Calendar.com or something like that. Punch in the date of the 23rd of September, actually the 15th of September 2015, and you get the 6001 year. So remember, Noah was told that there would be 120 years for a man to live. Most people don't live even past 50. I'm serious. I'm just joking. There's a lot of people that live pretty long, but he said that there'd be 120. 120 what? He says, my spirit will not always strive with man. There'd be 120. 120 what? Jubilee. So 50 times 120 is 6,000 years. So we're roughly around the 6,000 year point right now. And we're on, like I said, the Smita cycle. The Smita cycle, if you go back to 2008, There was a crash. 2001, there was a crash. 94 wasn't so much of a crash, but there was some signal. Then 87 was a crash, and then you go back all the way back to whatever, and you're going to see even in the 1930s, there were crashes on these feet of cycles. So a specific date. These things happen on a specific date. So now it's tricky because not only is there an eclipse sitting there in September 13th of 2015, which is the beginning. Some website says the beginning of Rosh Hashanah. I don't believe that. I think the 14th at dawn and there in Israel at night is the beginning of Rosh Hashanah. Remember, we're going off Israel's clock, not ours. But it's still peculiar that we have a eclipse on September 13th. World War III is already starting, probably on August 4th, even when Barack Obama came out saying that we're going to go with a agreement. We're going to negotiate an agreement with Iran, and we're going to give them a lot of kudos. So he's basically programming this thing to so it was a key signal when Russia interpreted that it was okay to lift the ban 300 missiles, which are defense missiles. It's okay to lift that ban. Now, who else is going to interpret? Imagine what Iran is going to interpret. So they could stop Israel from coming over to bomb their facilities. And remember, Bill Salas, which was a guest on my show at one point, he had a book called A Relish Line and also Psalms 83 War. He was the first person to bring these out. So now he has a book talking about Isaiah 49, talking about the attack of Elam, which is a part of Iran. The devastation of a nuclear bomb that hits Iran's nuclear facilities, destroying them, barreling them into the ground, because remember, these barreling bombs, they got them from the United States. So you can barrel into the ground and destroy these facilities. And you would never know. So now they have to do it within a certain amount of time. My best guess is before July, August. Because what I see happening is a period of time where there's going to be peace and there's going to be sudden destruction. So sometime along between September 15th and backwards, you're not a date setter, are you? Yes, I am a date setter. I'm a date setter today. How about that? I still think you can come back at any moment. You contradict yourself. Yeah, I do. I don't know. It's fun, though. Am I going to go to hell for just telling you? I don't know. I'm not saying thus is the Lord. Many other people don't do that. They do. We just come up with dates. We watch it. We watch it for our master, our king, our Lord and Savior. Some of y'all need to get more excited. Instead of looking for the Antichrist in the tribulation period, well, let's stock up on some food. I tell you, let those people steal your food. Get that frame of mind. They're going to steal my food. If the pre-tribber, you know what? I've never heard a post-tribber say, I hope the pre-tribbers are right. Never. I probably heard one person, maybe two, come close to that. But coming back to the first thing I started talking about, the CERN is being portrayed as a modern day Tower of Babel, a way to reach God, but their God is not the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. It's not our God. It's not the God of Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world. Their God is the God of the devil. So they're trying to reach down there in the pit. Now, a lot of people think that the beasts that are coming in Revelations that can sting you, that looks like scorpions, they keep saying that these these are helicopters. I say that they're beasts. I say, this is what I say to people, and I love you all. I love y'all when I say this. If you're going to add to Revelations, no, I don't really play around with Revelations too much. I know I can tell you a couple of things. I can tell you that the church is not there. And if I receive the plague, the Bible says that if you add or take away the revelations, you receive the plague. So I don't mind taking the church out because if there was not going to be a rapture, there was not going to be a rapture anyway. So there's a pre-trib rapture, which I believe in. That's not my opinion. It's my interpretation, which I believe that the Bible is interpreting it also. It's a wonderful thing to know that you can escape. It says in Luke 21:36, pray that you will be counted worthy to escape. Escape what? The things that are coming. It says in Revelation 3:10, since you have kept the word of my patience, I will also keep you out of the hour of temptation that's coming upon the whole world. What part do y'all not understand? The church is not there. How do y'all not listen to reasoning? If it makes sense, seek no other sense. The word church is not mentioned. And so how dare you guys, how dare you speak like this against people who believe that there is going to be suffering for the church? I don't care if they're suffering throughout the years of the church. That doesn't have anything to do with God keeping his people out of the main time of testing coming upon the whole world. He just said it. He says in 1 Thessalonians 10 that he has not accounted us to wrath. Us is a corporate thing. Hell is a place where you go. A country is sent to hell. By his people are, but everybody's individual. You can't say to your next door neighbor in hell, how are you doing this morning? It's a single place. It's a place you cannot talk to anybody, so it's not corporate. Now you can talk to your buddy if there's no rapture. You can talk to your neighbor. You can talk to people. But CERN seems to be something where it can have something to do with timing. But to me, it can also have something to do with opening up the bottomless pit and letting demons out. Now, they keep messing around. It's going to get worse and worse. They keep running this machine. All the demons can come flying out of there. Is it okay for humans to mess around with, you know, animals trying to mix it up with humans and, you know, trying to take parts and do disgusting things like make makeup? You know, I think when you say, well, we take babies and make makeup, I think it's a form of ritual myself. We're in the last generation, folks. A wife goes in and kills her husband because he ate up all the hot sauce. Guy kills his roommate for erasing his TV program. We're sick, folks. The Bible talks about the woe to those who call evil good and good evil. So here's my thing, Rosh Hashanah War. I call it the Russian Rosh Hashanah War, or the War of Ezekiel 38 and 39 on the Feast of Trumpets. So how do you know? I don't know. I just have a feeling that's what it is, because it's giving me a kind of a thought that there's going to be another future Jewish holiday like they always do. This time it's going to be the first of the year for them, Jewish people. That's why J. Helm military exercise runs out on September 15th, but guarantee you this, it will be extended. And then the clues and signals, like the 500-day countdown to catastrophic environmental destruction that John Kerry and his counterpart was talking about, and that was on May 10th, 2013. It said we had 500 days to catastrophic events happening or whatever. I can't even remember what the heck he said. What they said, but it's a countdown. And then Bruce Almighty has a date of September 30th. And then there's some other movies, you can look it up, where they're pointing to September 23rd, 24th. And then there's some Illuminati cards also that's pointing to this date. What are we supposed to do with this? With this information? This is just me talking, just me wanting to get on here so bad to talk about 10 times before I get on here and actually read articles and stuff. But Jim Ricker, I will read the article today. Jim Ricker is saying that there's coming a catastrophe that none had ever happened in the history of the world. This is all a lot of other economists are saying the same thing, that there's possibly a stock market collapse coming in the near future. And this is part of the Antichrist platform, where he would rise up from a time of testing the world. Folks, I hate to come here and give you my opinion, but it's so fun. But here's the deal. Tomorrow, will interpret the Bible. And I'm going to do one today where it talks about, in the next couple of minutes, because it's irresistible to me because I love my Bible, that all nations will come against Israel. Anti-Semitism is already kicked down and going tough. And I swear there's demons coming out of these holes. Some of these holes are understandable because Florida makes their cities, and they don't even have any concrete underneath the city. It's just a flat hole. So a house is just sitting there on top of flimsiness. And this is what can happen in Florida. I don't know if Florida's heart are earthquake bound, but Florida's not built well. I mean, some parts of Florida. And I apologize for not knowing the cities, but they did a program on 2020 talking about how flimsy Florida is and how flimsy their underground is. Now, the J-Helm military drill stops on September 11th. Heck, I go to work that day. I work 3 days a week. I work Thursday, Friday, Saturday. September 11th could be a time where we see more terror attacks. And this time we might see a quick response. Now, and are the markets going to fall? Because September 13th is on a weekend. That's the last day of the Semitic, that's the blood moon, not the blood moon, but the eclipse. There's an eclipse on that day. So, folks, if there's four blood moons on Passover, Sukkot, and there are other eclipses on Jewish feast days right in the middle of these. And these things are spread apart, of course, on the calendar because of the Jewish feast. They're like this every year. But the chances of 5 to 6 of these things happening, and then you have just slightly before the first blood moon, you had a specific meteor that only happens once in a lifetime. I mean, folks, these blood moons are signals. I watched two of the blood moons. One of them was kind of bleaky, but the one the other night was pretty darn nice. We had a little grayish in ours. It looked like it was on fire. It was like a ball of fire. But to the liking, I was able to see these things. Now, I had a dream in 1994. That's the same year the 2021 things hit Jupiter. And I was outside actually sleep. I was homeless, but actually I was on a vacation from Job Corps. I used to be a Job Corps student before I started working it. And I was outside, and I had a dream of Daniel chapter 2 before I even ever read Daniel chapter 2. It was an image being smoted. And I asked God, what does this dream mean? And he meant climax. You'll be here at the time of the end. And 94 all the way up to 2014 plus 1 is 21. Huh. 21. Ain't that about a bleep? So that was one of my major dreams that I had, because I was even sarcastically with God that morning, because being outside sleep, because I was just hanging out. I didn't want to stay at a hotel. I really didn't have any money, I don't think. And I was just waiting to go back to Job Corps, you know. And and being funny with God, I said, if that dream was correct, then wake me up when it's time for breakfast with a unique sound. So I go to sleep, and, you know, I was a jerk, being a jerk, I guess. But and he wakes me up with the weirdest bird ever. I mean, this bird was, like, weird. And I remember that time like it was nothing. I mean, that dream was telling me. And it also goes along with a couple of years later, I got out of the Job Corps. I went home to stay with my parent, my mom. And you know, I was going through a little tough time, so I was trying to get me some more beer. So I went down to the plasma bank, and I sat down in the chair. And at that time, I was planning on going to the West Coast, back to the West Coast with barely any money in my pocket. And this guy came, and he was kind of dressed up, and he sat in front of me. And he turned around and started talking to me and said, "So you have any plans?" I said, "Well, I'm going to go to the West Coast." And say, "How much money you got?" Barely any. So he says, "Well, go home, pray about it. First, ask God to save you. Then go home, pray about it. And read Philippians 1:6. And so Philippians 1:6 says that the Lord will continue a work in you until the day of Jesus Christ. So, you know, I went home, prayed about it, and I came up with joining the army. But before that, I was working at a job where I was cleaning parking lots. If you ever see the machines in Walmart parking lot, and I used to come home smelling. My mom was so mad at me. I smelled like gas. But anyway, I found a wad of money. This truck pulled up in front of the movie theater, and the car was there. And at that time, I don't consider myself fully saved. So I reached down and got the wad of money. And I knew in my heart that those people did not drop that money. That truck that was on top of the money, I knew they didn't drop it. But I knocked on the window and gave them the roll of money. But I actually used that roll of money to go back to the West Coast. But I listened to God. I gave the people the money, didn't really even care about the money. And I just continued doing my job. And to this day, that changed the complexity of my whole entire life, because when I went to the Army, because of that, the first thing that this person asked me was, "If you were to die tonight, where would you go?" And then after that, I just knew that I made the right decision to listen to that individual. And today, Philippians 1:6 is my favorite verse. And then a little bit late, before that, the pastor had told me to read Proverbs 3:5-6. And, you know, I could see the direction of God as I look up over my life. I could see, and many of y'all probably can see God in y'all doing, because most of this stuff folks have set up. Even the wife that I'm married to, because we could have been married 3-4 times before we got married. And my kids could have been here 3 or 4 times before I got married. I could have had a different set of kids today. Even the kids that I biologically have might have not been mine, because they might have, we might have had 2 different kids. So, you know, we're all here at such a time as this. I'm into Ruth, the book of Ruth now, because it reminds me of the salvation of Jesus Christ and how Ruth represents the church and Naomi represents the Jewish people and Boaz represents Israel. I mean, Jesus. I mean, and how Esther, you know, how we're here for such a time as this. All the Facebook friends, all the Facebook people that I come in contact with, and brothers and sisters, we're here for such a time as this. Get off of Facebook trying to fuss and argue with people. You know, don't let people, you know, take your joy away. Don't be on Facebook trying to prove yourself right. I don't have the time for that. I don't have the time to change somebody's mind. I'm just going to preach the gospel and let the Holy Spirit take care of the changing of the mind. You have to do that, folks. Jesus is coming. Jesus died on the cross for our sins, for your brother's sins. The Bible talks about do not be angry with your brother. So there's times where I look at Facebook and the people are so mean, people are so dirty on YouTube, and they claim to be Christians. How are we going to be Christians, folks, when we can't even get along with each other? I'm not saying somebody has to think I'm a preacher, a rapture person. If somebody come after me about being preacher, let them. I kind of ignore people and I kind of clean it up a little bit later, or I might just say, you know what, okay, I'm not going to agree with you, but I'm out of here because, you know, I'm not going to ever see post-trib. I'm never going to see it. But do I hate the person? I had people on my radio show that were hosts on my radio show who were post or mid. Did it really matter? As long as they didn't hate pre-trib, I was good. Folks, what is wrong with getting taken out of here? What is wrong with reading Revelation chapter 3, verse 10, that he should keep us out of the time of testing? How dare you say that when people are going and they're being killed every day? Folks, we need to pray for the people who are getting prosecuted every day. Jesus said we get prosecuted. America just happened to not get prosecuted. And my best guess is prayer. You see, when those people aren't praying, you know, Christianity was sent out by the United States when nobody else wanted to do it. Do you know that Israel, because of President Truman, that Israel was formed, because of God, of course, and of course of Israel's leaders, but because the backing from Truman to help establish Israel as a nation is probably the reason why we're not having that here, but we're turning against Israel right now. I don't know how the other countries felt against Israel, but when you have people visiting foreign nations and they get prosecuted or they live in those nations, let's pray for them. Pastor Saeed, let's pray that he be released. I want him to be released. I have a feeling he's going to be raptured out of there. Jesus is the only way he's going to release him, because evidently President Obama is not trying to get those hostages released. He just doesn't want to. What about Kanye West and his Bible? Is this guy sick? This is not just Kanye West, man. This is just the beginning. Kanye West is just the beginning. When the Bible says many shall come in my name, that's millions. Millions will come in my name saying I am Christ. Mm-hmm. And will deceive many. There's gonna be a movement saying you are little gods and I am big gods, spoken of by the Antichrist. You are little gods, I am a big god. I will step all over you and chop your head off if you don't do what I tell you to do. But you're a little gods. Yeah, but we got to see martial law here in a few months, possibly a year or two. But I would really be lying to y'all if I said y'all think it'll be a year or two. and I don't like to practice lying. God has a mission for everyone listening to the sound of my voice. Excuse me. And that mission is to help your family and your friends and your associates and your coworkers find Christ. Psalms 83. We just had the Arabs join together in force. They joined together in common unity in military force against common foes. We don't know who's going to take the lead. Is it Saudi Arabia or Egypt? Who? Egypt just told Israel that follow your God and go and pray to your God and go hit Iran. Now, what happened to Israel? I mean, excuse me. What happened to Egypt during Ezekiel 38 and 39? They're not there. Could it be that they're not even there for? Oh shoot! What the heck just happened? I'm sorry, folks. I'm just talking to myself right now. Maybe it just went down I just put something on Facebook and it kind of disappeared right before my eyes, but I'm thinking it might have dropped down. But it normally doesn't do that on the laptops. It does, I mean, on the computers. It normally does that on, let me get rid of these because I got the same show twice. But yeah, folks, I mean, be excited. Jesus Christ is coming back. Stop being excited so I can go save some food. I'm going to save food. You can go ahead and save all the food you want. I'm going to put my trust in the Lord. I'm going to save, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to save like a month of food, maybe 2-3 months of food, put some money in the safe just for precautions. But I'm gearing my family to go. If they don't live, like if my daughter's going to college, and I sat down and told her, I said, I want you to go to college. I want you to succeed, but here's the deal. Just in case, if these things happen, do I consider my daughter saved? No. You say, how dare you get on here and talk and your daughter's not saved? Well, dude, everybody should get off then. There's somebody in your family not saved, trust me. See, a lot of people believe, like some of my relatives, including my daughter, believe that you're saved by going to church and claiming Christianity. I told her yesterday that you have to belong to Christ. You actually have to follow Christ. You have to give everything you have to Christ. You have to belong to Christ. I'm repeating myself because I'm trying to make a point. You have to put God first. He's first. He's your commander in chief. He's everything. He's your Lord and Savior. Every day you serve the Lord. Every day you put him first. Every day you'll be obedient to God. That's what I told my daughter. I said, that, you know, I know you're going to college, but here's a food for thought. If the things I've been telling you for the last couple of years actually come to fruition, pray to the Lord that he will save you, that God will save you from your sins. I'm going to take a break, and I'll be right back.
Big story we're following. New Yorkers can now apply for the new enhanced driver's license. Newport and Melissa Holmes live at Seabridge with the latest. Melissa?
Well, Lisa, they've only been available for a couple of hours, but already more than 100 New Yorkers have applied for the new enhanced driver's license. Officials say that they'll make crossing borders like here at the Peace Bridge safer and faster. Now, starting June 2009, federal law will require you to either have the enhanced driver's license or a passport to enter into the U.S. from Canada, the Caribbean, or Bermuda. Now, the new enhanced driver's license has a special radio frequency chip inside that will make it faster at the border crossing. Now, for a regular renewal, the enhanced license costs $80. That's $30 more than a regular license. But a passport costs more than $100. Now, a birth certificate will suffice at the border until June 2009, and it will always be accepted for children under 16. Now, it used to be that 8,000 forms of ID were accepted at the border, but come June, that number will only be 6. But why should a traveler pick an enhanced license over a passport, a Nexus card, or a new passport card?
Enhanced driver's license makes the most sense because it is a multiple-use document. Again, citizenship, identity can be used for driving. It surpasses the other applications of those other documents. And we encourage residents of the state of New York who are U.S. citizens to get one.
You don't need to rush in today. Yes, it's an exciting day. It's September 16th, one of the first on your block to have one. I understand that, but you really don't need it until June of 2009.
Now, once you apply for the enhanced driver's license, you should receive it in about 2 weeks. Now, when you go to the DMV to apply, you'll need to bring several forms of documentation, and so you're asked to go to the DMV's website or the Erie County Clerk's website to check out what those documents are. It'll make your time at the DMV a lot easier. We linked the Erie County Clerk's website to our website, WIBB.com. Reporting live at the Peace Bridge, Melissa Holmes, News 4 at noon. All right, thanks for the update on that, Melissa. Now, if you still have questions about these new licenses, we'll help you get them answered. Your Attorney Clerk, Kathy Hochul.
This next announcement is serious news, and you won't hear it in the mainstream media. We are living in an age full of catastrophic events, and it's getting worse. But before we go on, remember this website, highgrounds.us. In the past 2 decades, natural disasters have increased by 800% within the U.S. alone. Cataclysms like Hurricane Katrina killed and displaced thousands because they were not prepared. And the 2008 economic collapse could happen again, but be much, much worse. So type this into your web browser, highgrounds.us. Highgrounds.us is your complete source for family survival necessities. You'll find food and water with a shelf life of 25 to 30 years, plus tents, portable containers, light, heat, first aid, and much more. Go to our website, highgrounds.us, or call 1-888-202-9094. Place your order now and be prepared. That's H-I-G-H, highgrounds.us. Hope for the best, but prepare for the worst. Highgrounds.us.
October 30th, 1991. President George H.W. Bush initiates the Madrid peace process to divide the land of Israel. On the very same day, a freakish hurricane, now known as the Perfect Storm, destroys the Bush vacation home in Maine. And the pattern continues. Each time America compels Israel to vacate its territory, our land is devastated on virtually the same day by Hurricanes Andrew, Katrina, the Northridge earthquake, and Joplin's killer tornado. Is this coincidence, or is there a spiritual cause and effect? In Genesis 17:8, God promised the land of Israel as an everlasting possession to Abraham and his Jewish descendants. That promise still stands. Those who bless Israel are blessed. Those who curse it are cursed. Author John McTernan makes this open and shut case in his landmark book, As America Has Done to Israel, and the companion DVD, The Day of the Lord. For ordering details, visit John's online blog at johnmcternan.name.
Now, be prepared to re-enter the zone, where only watchmen dare go, and only the fearless do venture. Now from the lands of the Pacific Northwest in FEMA Region 6, where we warn about your future and the rapture of the church of the concentration camps of the enemy, your host once again, Phil Armstrong. Welcome back to The Zone, the Prophecy Zone.
Talking about war starting in the Ukraine, either or, World War III is inevitable, and it's going to happen. Am I a type of person who looks for bad things to happen so Jesus Christ can come back for the rest of the world? Well, one thing I can say that if these things don't happen, then if we go another 100 years, of course, everybody'd probably be walking through the streets naked, and drag queens and everything else probably be running for governor of states. But if everything continues on the way it's been going, it's going to get a lot worse. But I think more people will go to hell. Church has already moved away, and most people sitting in churches today will be going to hell. So Jesus said, when I come back, will I find faith on the earth? Now, when he does come back, he's talking about in the rapture of the church, because the tribulation period will produce the biggest evangelistical event in history, which will be the rapture. So I heard Dan Goodwin say, which I love him, I love his book, The Final Jubilee, but he said that he don't think people will come to Jesus until after in the middle of the tribulation period. I say he's wrong. Now, that's his opinion, I guess. And remember when I said about opinions today, everybody got one. Opinions are like armpits. Everybody has them. Well, not everybody. Some people that don't have it. But you know what I mean. Let me see. I'm looking for this article. I got, okay, here it is. It's a CIA insider. Forget Iran, Iraq, Syria, Ukraine. This is the Third World War, so I guess it's not Ukraine. So what the heck it is? To the Middle East and the UK. I don't know, but that's Jim Ricker's thing that I was talking about earlier. I don't want to turn it on because if I click on it, okay, did good, it didn't come on. Mm-hmm. So it's five signs of the world. The world is now on the crisp of all-out war. It says, should the rise of conflicts across the Middle East and Ukraine serve as a warning sign that something much more dangerous is approaching? According to Jim Ricker, the CIA warfare advisor, the answer is yes. It is starting. In his startling interview, he reveals that all 16 U.S. intelligence agencies have begun to prepare for World War III. We already know this because they also were preparing for martial law when they were buying all those bullets. Now, Alex Jones was getting accused of putting some bad information out there that they were buying, people were buying bullets, but maybe that's the case for some agencies. Some people might have over-exaggerated. I know for a fact that a lot of these agencies are buying bullets and weaponry, body caskets, multiple caskets. For what? What can they be? My best guess is, folks, we're going to see something coming in the near future. I don't know what it is. It could be a terrorist attack. It could be war. So Psalms 83 war against Israel and its immediate neighbors, Hezbollah, Hamas. It can be assassination of an official. It could be a dirty bomb going off. It could be multiple things. But I know that the cops are shooting these black men. And like I tell people, they don't listen. They look at me like they got a deer in the headlights when I say that stuff is set up. You tell a police force that they can shoot at will, and then if you shoot somebody, make sure you say that he was going to attack me. I wasn't sure. Then the guy comes up with lies like, "Oh, I had my taser. I grabbed my gun. I accidentally shot him." Okay. I had a sister talk about the government and how we're supposed to submit to the government, which I believe 100% in what she's saying. I do believe you should be obedient to your government, I mean, because they are a terror for those who don't. But the thing is that when your government has happened in the past, they're shooting people, and there's not a piece of legislation saying we will shoot you if you run. If there's no legislation saying that, then how could the government just shoot anybody at will? Now, are we in the premise that the government does what it wants to do? When you are in a constitutional republic, it can't do that. And when you're even in a democracy, heck, we never said as a people that you can just shoot somebody for running. You apprehend the person. You go run after them. You don't kill somebody. What if we style against the police that way? Of course, we'd be disobedient to God. I'm not talking about we. When I say we, what if the general public? What if the American citizens start looking at the police as the enemy, which a lot of our teenagers and kids have? And when you get crap like this, when they start shooting people for no reason, that's execution without a trial. That's still murder. Like the sister was saying, well, you're supposed to be, you know, submissive. Yeah, he shouldn't run. They should not run. They've got warrant. You need to just stay there and take it because you, like he just did, it cost you your life. You just got shot. My friend, I ain't going to give his name out, but he got shot by the cops and he sued the cops for a lot of money. Now, should we be obedient to the government? Yeah, I just said that. I mean, to a certain point, yeah. Until what happens when the government becomes tyrannical? What happens when the government becomes like the Antichrist? So I guess we should take the mark. The Bible just told us not to take the mark. Oh, come on, man. You need to take the mark. Come on. The Bible just said that for them. This is now, brother. This is now. Take the mark. Be cool. It looked good on your other tattoo, which you've been disobedient to God for. Come on, man. Take the mark. I mean, seriously. I mean, that's a tyrannical guy. The Antichrist, wouldn't you say he's tyrannical? I would say he's tyrannical. So what happens when the government starts just shooting people for no reason? Countless blackmail. I think what's happening is government was asked, the army was asked, I never got a chance to have a brochure like that, but they were asked a survey on a brochure, would you shoot at American citizens? I definitely would have said no. And they've been asked that in the police force also. So that Jade Hume exercise is going to be just that, shooting on American citizens. I think it's a drill that will go live. Let me repeat myself. I think that the J-Helm human domain exercise is that they're going to grab control of the human domain. They're going to make us all slaves. They're going to start with 12 states, the 10 states. Is it 10 states? That's weird. 10. The number 10 always pops up for judgment. Anyway, Jim Ricker says that, yeah, we are headed for a stock market. A lot of the pronosticators are saying that we are headed for a stock market collapse. And these guys are really smart. I mean, they're not dumb. So World War III is in the make. If it's not already started yet, and yes, we could see a major awakening, but I doubt it. I think everybody will be asleep up until, and then even in the United States, I don't even know if the Russian war is going to mean anything until the missiles come over here. And the Bible says that in Ezekiel 38:39 that God shall send fire upon the coastland. So if he's sending fire upon the coastland, that means that we can be seeing nuclear bombs go off, and maybe that's what Jay Helm is about. Maybe that's what it is. I just got an email. I don't know where it's at. I don't know if it's on my just on my, but it's from Prophecy Update. I was listening to him this morning on a radio show. of them guys this morning from Prophecy Update. Pretty good show. What's his name? Daniel Halen or something like that. I forgot his name. But I have a cold, a really bad cold. So join me tomorrow as I really try to break down what's going on. The presidential election just started, and to me it's a circus. And whoever is is I wouldn't be so happy with these candidates because they don't know that they're the last president of the United States. Whoever gets elected is going to be the last president of the United States or second to the last. Somewhere in there, coming quick, last pope, last president. Indiana has some issues that I'm going to be talking about tomorrow and not giving in to the New World Order stuff. They're trying to battle the gay marriage serving issue. So we're going to talk about that a little bit tomorrow, hopefully. But anyway, God is good, and we need to in these last days get ready for Christ's return. Just because we say we're Christian, we're not, doesn't mean we're Christian. We need to hang out with Jesus and spend time with Jesus and put that oil into your lamp, because like I tell my family, Jesus wants a relationship with us. I tell my coworkers, I say, just because you call yourself a Christian doesn't mean you're a Christian. We need to have a relationship with the Lord. And he needs to be just that, the Lord. You need to obey what his word says. That's why I said, since you have kept the word of my patience, since you have kept my word, I will keep you out of the time of testing. They're the only confirmation is his spirit to our spirit. That's the only confirmation. You don't go to church and get confirmed. I'm going to church to get confirmed. That's a lie, the pit of hell. You confirm by faith, but you confirm that your spirit and his spirit is intact. Ask God to lead you. Ask God to lead you through these last months and years, year or two, at the most. But me, myself, I believe that we're going to see some changes really quickly here. And I think that the Lord will come back for his church in the near future. The Lord wants a relationship with you. He wants to come in and serve with him, and you serve with him, and he serve with you. He wants to guide you and show you what you're supposed to be doing, even in these last moments of time. Don't go after riches of this world. I just was watching a video of one of these preachers talking about prosperity. And they were bad. He was bad. He was talking about, you know, I just bought my daughter a Rolls Royce and my son. And he said he had a $16,000 dog and all this other stuff. I mean, and they think that being rich, and he's talking about rich. He says, when you get this stuff, you know, that's my seed. I'm showing my seed. Because I have this money, I'm closer to God. And that's what the Bible says in the last days, that people are going to think because they got money, because they're blessed, they think that's a form of godliness, that they have God's blessing. What did it say to the church of Laodicea? Be rich and you need us nothing. You don't have to repent daily. That can go for a poor person as well, who ain't even seeking money. I can just be religious, that I don't need God every day to repent. I don't have to repent every day. That's a dangerous territory, God. So what you do know, the sins you do know, you should bring before God. But they're already been covered at the cross, no? You need to bring your sins before God every day, the sins that you do know, the sins that you know about. God wants a repentant heart. He wants you to deny yourself and pick up your cross daily and follow him. When you pick up your cross daily, it's as if you're bringing your sins before God and saying, hey, these are worthy of you, God, to get rid of these sins. These are worthy of you to throw these sins as far as the east is to the west. It is worthy of you to cleanse me of all unrighteousness. Read 1 John 1:8. for Christ's return. If you think Empire is cool and you think these shows, scandals, great, you're not going to be ready. If you're watching shows like that, you're not going to be ready for Christ's return. You're just not going to be ready. There's no way. That means that the Holy Spirit is in you is not strong. That means that your oil is low. This is not my opinion. It's the Bible. That's what it means in Matthew 25. It means your oil is low. It means the Holy Spirit is not strong enough. He's strong enough, but you're not allowed the Holy Spirit. You're not close enough to God for him to tell you that watching Scandal and watching, what's the name of that one show, If I Can Get Away with Murder or something like that? Come on, you guys. Watching soap operas that a husband's cheating on. I used to watch King of Queens, and one of the guys was cheating on his wife. I mean, like, I was like, God, I like King of Queens, but how much longer can I stand watching it if it's doing this? I mean, it's a great comedy. Like, you're watching The Simpsons, oh my gosh. But watching Family Guy and the other ones is just as terrible. But anyway, God bless everybody out there. If you don't know Jesus, give your life to him. I'm not going to say, you know, anything else, but give your life to him. Yes, he will bring peace. Yes, he will bless you and stuff like that. But at the same time, salvation is the most important thing, that you're born again. And deny yourself. Give your life to Christ.
Welcome to the Prophecy Zone, the place to stay informed about current events that line up with Bible prophecy. And now, your watchman on the wall and host, Bill Armstrong.
Romans 6:23 says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." You're listening to the Prophecy Zone on Blog Talk Radio.
Well, thank y'all for listening to today's show. I just wanted to get on and share some of my thoughts. God bless everybody out there. Keep looking up. Christ is going to return. The world is not going to be the same anymore after the next couple of months, a year, at the most. You know, I keep hesitating on that year. It's hard for me to spit that one out. But the world is falling apart. God is going to come back and rescue his. God bless y'all. Make sure y'all ready.
You have been listening to the Prophecy Zone on Blog Talk Radio.
Be sure to check out our website at www.pzrn.org. Also, like us on Facebook at Prophecy Zone Radio News and at YouTube at Prophecy Zone.
Be sure to check us out next time on the Prophecy Zone as we explore the past, observe the present, and hope for the soon future return of the Savior Jesus.
God bless y'all. You have a wonderful day.